USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. The vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole.
The overwhelming majority of my party supports the speaker that we elected. We're proud of the leadership he's shown.
A handful of Republicans joined Democrats today to oust McCarthy. The push was led by Florida's Gates, who's angry McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open. This is the first time in U.S. history that a Speaker of the House has ever been voted out of office. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to a federal gun charge in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearm charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. These charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books.
Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, were back in a Manhattan courtroom for the second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the New York courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case.
Trump also telling reporters he will take the stand at the appropriate time. They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump's company operating in New York. The judge has imposed a limited gag order on the case. I'm John Schaefer.
Joe Jonas and estranged wife Sophie Turner are slated for a January 2nd trial in Manhattan federal court for the custody dispute over their two young children. The Game of Thrones actress initiated an emergency lawsuit to relocate the children from New York City to their permanent residence in England. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A new list from Forbes ranks Elon Musk as the richest person in America. The 42nd annual Forbes 400 list was released this morning, and Musk is number one for a second year in a row with an estimated $251 billion, thanks to a higher valuation for SpaceX shares and a rebound in Tesla shares. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is number two for a second year in a row with an estimated worth of $161 billion. Student loan repayments have resumed. Republicans have thwarted attempts to continue a moratorium that began during the COVID pandemic.
I don't know of any reason why people can't continue to pay their student loans on time.
That's Senator John Cornyn of Texas. He says President Biden acted illegally in forgiving student loan debt. Pope Francis is opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. The Vatican published a letter from France yesterday responding to a list of questions presented by five conservative cardinals who challenged him to reinforce traditional Catholic teaching on same-sex marriage. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. The late-night talk show hosts, they're back on the air. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel were all back at the helm of their TV shows Monday night for the first time since members of the Writers Guild of America went on strike last May. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.